It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
It is the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony coming to you today, this Christmas weekend. I am, of course, wishing you the merriest Christmas, the happiest holidays allowable by law. It has been, for me, I don't think there could be any argument from any objective observer, the happiest year of my life. This has been an incredible year. I am just so overwhelmed with gratitude. And this week's Game Ball recipient has probably quietly done more to help my career behind the scenes than anyone physically could. And I am, of course, talking about the co-host of both America's Newsroom and The Five, our true Fox News franchise quarterback, Dana Perino, who is as brilliant as she is funny and kind and considerate and generous with her time and her intellect. You know how we say in the TV show, Everybody Loves Raymond? If you work at Fox News, everybody truly loves Dana. And they do fear her a little bit, too, because she's a pretty powerful gal. But it has been the high honor of my professional career to get to know her over the course of this last year on another intellectual plane, in that we've done a lot of TV together on The Five and on Newsroom, and she has become as popular of a guest as we have on this show. And this particular week's discussion, a little heavy in policy, and we also got into a subject near and dear in my heart, which is, of course, good taxi passengers. And you will be happy to know that here at Fox, when we get driven home after our TV appearances, they do keep a list of who they like to deal with and who they hate. And this week's Game Ball recipient, despite all the wonderful things I said about her, is getting this Game Ball purely because of where she ranks on the good taxi passenger list. So without further ado, come get your Game Ball, Dana Perino. Okay, so last night I was being driven home and a driver. Okay.
Which one?
Okay. If you want me to name names, I'm only going to do this in one direction, though. Okay. But it was John. Okay. You know John Mercedes.
Yes.
Who absolutely loves you, but out of nowhere, he's driving home in traffic last night, as he's wont to do at about 471 miles an hour.
The fastest driver of New York.
Every time he drops me off, they put like a wreath around his neck and give him a jar of milk like he won the Indy 500. It's unbelievable. But last night in traffic, you know, I always talk. I'm always polite. And I enjoy talking to him. And he just started rattling off completely unsolicited who he likes driving home, okay? And, of course, he liked everyone from Fox. He didn't have a negative word to say about anybody.
Even Gutfeld.
Not even Gutfeld.
He likes Gutfeld a lot.
He does like Gutfeld despite having to put the kid's seat in the back of the car.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Got to buckle that thing in.
But he said, I'm not kidding, and I know he wasn't buttering me up because I'm a great passenger because I've spent so much time driving a cab. I have consideration. Right. And he's just like, you and Dana, man. He's like, I love driving you and Dana. I'm like, oh, get out of here. And I didn't tell him about our friendship because he was giving me so much.
Oh, wow.
It's like, you know the adage in politics, you don't interrupt your opponent if he's in the process of self-destructing.
Yes.
You don't interrupt your driver if he's in the process of dishing dirt on other people. So it's like, just fire away, John. But it was great, and I thought you'd appreciate that.
That's great. He's a great guy.
Somewhere on the 495, you are the wind beneath his wings. And you should take
I'm telling you, okay, you know what, Unga? Remember that horrible traffic that week at the UN General Assembly?
Yep, you remember
very well. And the last day was Thursday, and we've all suffered all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So Thursday, all the dignitaries have left. So there's still a little traffic, not too bad. And he was my driver that night home after the five. So that five, the show ends at 6 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. I live, I don't know, about a mile and a half away.
Yeah,
I walked into my apartment at 6:07 p.m. Into my apartment, up the elevator and everything. And my husband was like, how did you get here so fast? And I said, that's John.
If you don't like the way John drives, stay off the sidewalk.
I figured he must be a very safe driver because he shows up every day. I mean, he's never getting in an accident.
He's the best. He is pound for pound as good as anybody. And I told him that last night when he was done reading me his file on every Fox talent and NBC talent he's ever driven, which was fascinating, man. I commended him. I said, you know, driver to driver, as a guy who's done this before. Because to add to your story about the UN General Assembly, I did famously wind up taking over from my driver.
That's the best story.
It's like the greatest story. But I could see the guy. But basically what happened is, you know, sometimes when the company can't get you a car, they contract it out to Lyft or Uber.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was getting texts from Uber because of the street closures. Are you okay? You're not on the correct route. At which point I was responding, no, we're fine. There's street closures. And I volunteered my talents and drove the guy home. And to my credit, I still tipped him even after I drove. Am I within my rights? Should I have been tipped? Settle this for me.
No, I think that you're a man of generous spirit.
Okay.
And the other one of the great things about you is that you are joyous in your work.
Definitely a thing.
And I was just saying, somebody had said to me, how are you doing? Like, your schedule's so tough. And I said, look, life doesn't get better than this.
No.
And the other thing is, I'm very healthy compared to everybody else around here. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
I don't know what was in those bowling balls at the holiday party.
I honestly feel the healthiest I have all year, really. Yeah. And I think that was really after the election and the Patriot Awards at Thanksgiving. I rested that weekend and I've felt really good ever since. So I know I'm living on borrowed time and these germs will catch up to me eventually. But right now, no, everything is great. And it's wonderful to work with everybody here. And also we have drivers.
Yes. I mean, bananas.
Come on.
I mean, that's what I mean. I'd have nothing to say to anybody but thank you.
Yep, me
people
too.
People come up to the stream just like, hi, thanks.
And I know. You know how you meet people who love Fox and they'll say, keep doing what you do. Thank you. We don't know what we'd do without you.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, turn that around.
Yeah,
we don't know what we would do without you. In fact, no one would be listening or watching.
Although I will say we fought to a draw at the Patriot Awards. We all eventually needed to break that party up for everyone's safety.
Do you know that I took the 6 a.m. flight out the next morning when it was over? Mm-hmm. And so they said, do you want to leave that early? I said, oh, yes, I do. I would have left that night at midnight.
I mean, it was so rowdy. And it was such a stampeding herd of happiness, to be clear.
Yes.
But it is a stampeding herd.
Do you know what was one of the best things that came out of that for me? Becoming friends with Enes Kanter Freedom.
He's fantastic.
What a human.
Yeah, he's great.
Have you had him on?
I have not had him on this show, but I've done Kennedy's show with him. And I was on Harris the other day, and he was on Outnumbered.
Isn't it weird when you sit with him?
Yeah. Because he's like 9'3".
Yeah. I mean, it's really weird for me.
Yeah, you're actually sending him text messages.
I have a collection of pictures with tall people.
You do.
And he asked me who else. I said, well, Scottie Pippen, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, wow.
And Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, is that true?
And I said Dikembe, he said, okay, he's tall.
Well, I'm going to use him as my transition here because Dikembe Mutombo, when he used to reject shots, he used to wag his finger at people. That was his thing. And I feel like the Supreme Court kind of wagged its finger last night at this Title 42 situation and that they're at least forcing them to uphold it for a little while longer. Here's my question to you, without even getting into the legalese and everything. I feel like they're kind of undermining all of their public health initiatives, as they have been for quite a while, by pushing them on us but telling people to come in all willy-nilly. Do you feel like that cost them a little credibility on the issue?
On the White House?
Yeah.
I think that this has been a disaster. Let's go back to the campaign, right? Mm-hmm. When President Biden said that was he the only – didn't all of them raise their hand that said that they would provide free health care to immigrants? He might have been the only one who didn't, actually. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking back. I'm thinking the Democrats have been signaling – since 2018, when that primary started, that they were going to do everything opposite of President Trump on immigration. Mm-hmm. Then they get here and we have a serious problem. Everybody's coming across. Now, Title 42 is just a small part of what happened during COVID to say this is a law passed, I think, in 1929 that said you can prevent people from coming in if you are concerned about communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. This is not an immigration policy.
Yeah.
This is not your border security policy. It is one tool in the toolbox to tell people, no, you have to go back. And it should be used for public health. Mm-hmm. It should not be used to help protect Americans from people who are coming across illegally. Mm-hmm. That should not happen. But the White House, because they have to do everything opposite of President Trump, went in initially and said, we want to get rid of Title 42. Mm-hmm. And then the states were like, well, but if you do, that means we're going to have X amount more. So then they slow walked it a little bit. And now the Supreme Court is saying, you have to put up or shut up right now. Mm-hmm. And the White House, they have to respond by 5 p.m. today. They were floundering all over the place yesterday. I don't know what they'll say by today, but maybe my guess is that maybe they'll say they need it for another 3 months, and then they'll see if they can figure out a way to
maybe
stem
around
the tide. But look, even with them knowing that Title 42 is likely to go away, that's when you had 7,500 people in one day
that's
cross from in one place from Juarez to El Paso.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dana Perino's in studio, superstar taxi passenger, fountain of gratitude here at Fox News. But it's true. I mean, if you were in the position of Karine Jean-Pierre, as you have been in the past, you know, it's got to be a hard sell to get out there with a straight face and say the border is secure. Do you have to rehearse something like that into a mirror before you say it?
I would never have done it.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't. I just wouldn't. Uh-huh. So when you're the press secretary, you don't have any assets at all, right? You don't control the military. You have a small staff that you manage, but even you aren't really, not really in charge of them. The president is, and you manage the staff. The only thing that you have is your credibility. And my advice always to anyone who is in that role or a role like that is you have to protect it at all costs. And that might mean sometimes having to go in and use your power. You have power as the press secretary. So, for example, remember when the tennis player Djokovic wasn't allowed to come in and play? But we were watching the U.S. Open, or I was at the Kenny Chesney concert, 54,000 people.
Yeah, body to body.
On the Friday night before the U.S. Open, I'm like, and Djokovic can't come to America? Really?
Yeah.
That was a Friday night. I said that. On Monday, not that she's listening to me, but everybody's talking about Djokovic not coming. On the Monday, she gets asked by Peter Doocy, what about this world-famous tennis player that can't come in? And she says, what world-famous tennis player would that be? I'm like, nope, no. Yeah. So what I would have done on Friday for her, because I knew that story, I knew on Friday everyone's talking about Djokovic, and I'm going to have to answer that on Monday. I would have gone to the chief of staff's office and said, gasoline can in one hand, a match in the other, and said, I need a better answer by Monday about why he's not allowed to come in, but we are doing X, Y, and Z. And if you don't give me the answer, I'm going to light my hair on fire. And you know what?
Yeah.
I would always get the answer.
You would, right?
Or I would say this, Peter, that's a very good question. And I have put that question to my colleagues here. I didn't get a good answer for you. I'll work on it, and if I get one, I'll get back to you. Nothing makes your colleagues get you an answer faster than calling them out in front of the media.
Wow, that's a move. Dana
it's a
Perino.
Move, but you have power.
Yes.
And you have credibility. And who do you? And it also would help the president.
Yeah. What's a great point?
Make them get a better answer for him. If he's not going to give one himself, make the staff that works for him work on it themselves.
I think it's a great point. And I think it really does speak to, though, the difficulty of being president in this era, in that I feel like Biden would have a lot more credibility to the American people if in certain instances he had utilized a presidential wherewithal to, I'll give you an example, say Afghanistan, rather than trying to sell us on the fact that that was a successful airlift. What a president traditionally could do is put some distance between themselves and what we all know to be a catastrophic failure and just fire a couple of generals. But do you think in this era they're just, you know, they don't want to ever, ever concede defeat because of the impact it'll have in the short term?
There is, this is not a partisan thing, right? There's a new way of approaching things, which is to never apologize. That's not my style. Right? I'd rather say, whoa, my bad, sorry. I learned from it. I'll never do it again. Thank you for bearing with me here. But President Trump never apologized, right? And he would say, don't ever apologize to anything. And I think that the Biden people feel like that too. And it is difficult if you're in leadership to say that was a mistake, because you know how you got to that decision in the first place. Maybe maybe that decision turned out to be wrong. But sometimes if they would just explain to us the decision-making process so that we could understand how did you get to that decision, it would make it a little bit more understandable. Does that make sense?
No, that actually does make sense. That would be a better way to do it. But that's the bigger point here, is the power of the press secretary and even the power of the president to just level with people would buy them so much more currency. And that is why Dana Perino is the number one passenger here at Fox News. I'm sure there are other reasons. He didn't get into them because, again, I was getting too many details from too many other people. But I'll update you when I see you.
I can't wait to hear.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
ho, ho, ho.
Christmas.
Santa's coming in spades for you, Dana Perino. Be by that chimney ready to roll.
I'm ready to go.
You're the greatest. That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever the hell you're into. I am out of here. I am media free until Friday, December the 30th. You'll see me on the 5. You'll see me on the Faulkner Focus, and I'll be hosting New Year's Eve live down in Nashville on December the 31st. Until then, live it up. You live in the greatest country in the world, and you listen to the best radio show on the planet. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.